All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping, the weekly show where we bring you all the hottest stories on Microsoft's minds each week. This is episode 51!
51!
51! And this is not Paul nor Adam. This is, as some of you may know, my assistant, Tina. And yes. When she's not bringing me coffee and getting me picking up my dry cleaning, we do let her come on camera every
yes,
now and then.
Yes, you do. And like I said, it's just an honor to be nominated. I appreciate it.
So
51. Thank you so much
51.
For thinking of me.
Yeah, I mean, you were my 51st choice, so we finally got you on the show. But no, in all seriousness, I'm sure you know who Tina Wood is. She's put out a lot of great content here on Channel 9. And she actually got some exciting stuff coming up. You're going to bring us all our GDC coverage.
Yeah, I'll be at GDC next week in San Francisco, which is a lot of fun event. We'll be covering some XNA, talking about Windows Phone 7 with Xbox Live functionality, some new games, some new technology behind the games. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll bring that next Thursday and Friday. You can take a look at the GDC content.
Awesome. Will you be drinking heavily at the conference,
Absolutely.
Or are you going to wait until afterwards?
No, during.
Are you a little drunk now?
Completely.
Nice.
Let's
start the show. All right, so we've had a lot of coverage in years past, and now this year, the most recent year, 2010 Tech Fest. Are you familiar with Microsoft Research Tech Fest?
Yeah, you know, you don't even remember, but we have gone several years in the past together. If you look back and hunt back for old videos, we used to cover it together back in the day.
Oh, that was when I was drinking.
Yes, absolutely. But no, you did get to go this year. And
I did.
What did you find that was sort of the coolest of the Tech Fest was?
A lot of really cool stuff. I mean, Tech Fest, if you don't know, is the opportunity to show off what Microsoft Research has been working on all year long, and all the divisions of research from Asia to England and right here in a background, in a backyard of Redmond. Some of the coolest things that I saw was this thing called Project Gustav, which is, it's a,
I know, I was like, dude, she sounds handsome.
She made the French face like, it's a painting program, but it's not like MS Paint, where it's like, what can I really do with this? Although some people have mastered MS Paint. This thing was like, literally, I couldn't tell if I was looking at a canvas or looking at my computer screen. There's a brush that's like, you can see the texture of the paint, you can see the texture of the canvas, you can change the textures up. Unbelievable. So realistic.
So is the idea that you could actually, instead of going and getting real oil paints or paints, and then print it and yada yada?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. And it works with touch screens, so you can either use your fingers, you can paint with like charcoal, you know, digital charcoal, or acrylics or oils and all this stuff. You can also use a brush. You can, a lot of people had hooked up like their Wacom tablets, so they were actually so funny. All the work that goes into trying to recreate what you already have in real life.
Real life.
It kind of feels like when we go camping.
Right.
It's like you have to pack up your entire house.
Right.
So you can recreate what you already have in a different location. But
so can you bring in like clip art and photo? Like, can you do anything like that? Is it just pretty much open?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's not available yet publicly, but you can check out my video.
But
on
that,
channel 9.
On that note, the stuff on Tech Fest, it does eventually become available to the public. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, that's the plan.
Okay.
Most of it comes eventually to the public. A lot of it gets incorporated into other technologies. So there was a lot of work with like digital imagery and enhancing images and stuff like that, and that will all be later incorporated into PhotoSynth.
So these people that work at TechFest and that come up with these, just to get to, they get like makeshift little labs here at Microsoft or wherever, and they just get to make stuff all day.
Yeah, I know.
I thought we had the coolest jobs.
I know. It's like unreal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So anyway, check out all the coverage on TechFest 2010. Just hit the tag TechFest here on Channel 9, and apparently you can watch some old stuff that me and this girl
did. When we used to cover it together.
Back in the day.
Your memory. Must be age. Okay, so Inside Xbox is a show that I host on Xbox Live, and
did
also
you really just come on my show to plug your show.
Isn't that the whole point? Right? You said that you found naked pictures of me someplace.
I did. That's coming later. Stay tuned. So Xbox Live,
so
Inside Xbox.
So Xbox Live and Facebook have kind of they've hooked up to sync a video game. Do you play video games on Facebook?
I have played a little bit of Farmville.
Yeah.
And some Mafia Wars. I was a vampire slayer when I first got on, but not really.
Yeah, I don't really play games on Facebook, but clearly
I poke people.
But I do on Xbox Live. So now there's a game called Match Defense Toy Soldier on Facebook.
Yeah.
And just Toy Soldier on Xbox Live Arcade. And they are linked. Now, they're not the same game. It's a 2D game on Facebook and then a 3D game. But you basically play and you choose your side. And then sort of the money goes into the war effort combined. And then
really?
So really everyone's sort of playing together.
Do you have to play both?
If I wanted to join the game, what if I just want to play the Facebook
game? You don't have to, but I think Microsoft this week is going to announce another part of that where if you do, you'll get more money if you can actually sync up. So it's sort of expanding.
That's awesome.
I was playing Toy Soldier on Xbox Live Arcade, and it's a strategy game. You know how I feel about strategy.
You have to think. So
you do. So I was expecting a little bit more of an action game. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and download the trial. Then I don't have to pay for it.
It's
cheap. So started downloading the trial. And it's really fun. It's got this really great nostalgic music. But it's like little G.I. Joes, you know, and you blow them up and you try to prevent them from getting into your toy chest. But the big news is that it's linked up with Facebook.
That's great. It's
a really cool idea. So you can imagine, you know, soon you'll be able to be on your Facebook page and play a game that's actually on your Xbox 360 in multiplayer. Yada yada. So and really, you can take gaming with you.
I mean, especially with the hub from the Windows Phone 7 series, the game. I mean, you can just game 24/7.
Yeah.
You can Facebook and Xbox Live from your Windows Phone 7. I mean,
there's no reason to get up and exercise now. We've taken away all of it.
We don't even need to step outside.
Yeah, but it's a really neat technological advancement. And I think it's fun.
I agree. Do you play games on Facebook?
No, I don't. I'm not a casual gamer. I'm not the Bejeweled and the Tetris and the Solitaire.
Right.
So the PC gaming's for sure. Back in the day, don't get us started on how many PC shooters. But no, I mean, pretty much my Xbox 360.
Yeah, right.
But I do think this is a really neat implementation, and I haven't played it on Facebook yet, but I have played Toy Soldiers on Xbox Live, and it's a pretty neat game. So.
Cool. Well, thank you for that story,
Tina. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Maybe on episode 176, you can invite me back.
We'll see how the rest of the show goes up. All right, Tina, so you know Stevie Ballmer.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Steve.
Yeah. Well, he gives a lot of speeches, a lot of keynotes, a lot of announcements, and he recently went to the Search Marketing Expo West and had this lengthy conversation in front of an audience, obviously, with Danny Sullivan, and the transcript was released online so you can read the whole rigmarole. And obviously, it was a search conference, so he answered a lot of questions about our merger, our acquisition of Yahoo, and a lot of questions about Bing, and then, of course, our number one competitor, Google, and things like that. But what I found most interesting...
Of course you did, and you're going to get into a pop culture thing, aren't you?
It's poppy. Okay. It does pop. What I found most interesting about all of his announcements and information is that the frequency with which he mentioned Twitter... First of all, he did a whole sort of couple paragraphs on Bing Twitter and what an awesome way to search that is.
Yes. You just brought up a really good drinking game. So if you want, go to the transcript. And as you read it out loud, after Steve says Twitter, you take a shot of something.
Why didn't we figure this before and bring in the vodka on the show?
Exactly.
Jesus.
So what's the issue? So he mentions Twitter.
He mentions Twitter a lot. So I just find it awesome that, you know, he's there with me on this level of Twitter adoration. Mm-hmm. And then he mentions that he had a secret Twitter, because obviously he doesn't have his...
Of course he has a secret Twitter account.
Of course?
Of course. Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, isn't going to have a secret Twitter account?
Well, I mean, Bill's got a public... Me and Billy G, he's got a public Twitter account.
But I'm sure Bill is still...
It's probably not him actually typing on his Windows
phone. But I would assume Steve would have... I assume he wants to know the Twitter experience, but he can't really do it as Steve Ballmer.
Right.
So I'd assume he takes on this alias.
He did. So apparently his son's a basketball player at Lakeside, I think it's elementary school. No, like high school.
High school, yeah.
And he took on and he was tweeting from this fake Lakeside account. And apparently, you know, nothing is not... just undiscoverable of these days. People found out that it was actually Ballmer, and
so now he's got all the followers.
And on this fake Lakeside basketball account has like now hundreds of followers, where obviously no one would have followed just someone tweeting the basketball game scores. So very, very interesting.
I love hearing, like, I was reading that transcript today, and I love his enthusiasm, you know, to work for somebody like that who, I love that he yells and he jumps and he's animated.
Yeah, they were talking
that
if Ballmer really had his Twitter account, would he have to yell everything
and be all caps all the time? He's like, and they scored! So anyway, but that's a great story.
Yeah, I liked it, you know. I'd just like to know that Ballmer's out there tweeting. If you wanted to follow me, Ballmer, it's at Elfoy. Next!
Yay!
Tina, are you familiar with Microsoft Tag technology?
Yes, because I read about it when you sent me what we were going to talk about. I have, because I had heard about it a while ago. This technology is
been around for a while.
Not brand new, but I do remember going, why would I need to scan a barcode in Target for what I would buy at Target?
Well, it's actually cooler than that. Let me break it down for you.
Yes.
I'm going to teach you.
I didn't say it wasn't cool.
I'm going to enlighten you. I'm going to show you how it is. So, you know, if they put the barcode on anything, so yeah. Picture it on a billboard, and you're driving by, and you just see a model in little skimpy Calvin Klein underwear, and you're like, he's hot, and you want to know more about those underwear, but you're driving so fast.
Because those are the types of things I'm good. That's exactly, a scenario.
Exactly.
You have enlightened me.
If you want it, okay, we'll make it something Tina Wood would actually be interested in. So there's something for a Bible, right? A big billboard for the Bible.
Maybe Pearl Jam or something.
Pearl Jam. Right. So you see the tag. You take the picture of the tag, the barcode,
okay.
And then it scans it and pulls up on your phone more information about Pearl Jam, the Bible.
It is very cool.
Men in skimpy clothing. Yeah.
My question is, does it take you to the home website of what that is?
Whatever they programmed.
To. And yeah. How many, just curious, how many barcodes you've seen on billboards?
I've seen one.
I'm trying to follow.
Well, it's new.
I think it's very cool. I think everybody's always looking for more information. So if I'm there and I'm looking at a bunch of DVD players and I go, hey, can I go to CNET and find out what the reviews are on this one?
Exactly.
I get it. I just wanted to make sure that you got
now it. Now you are on my level of awareness.
Thank you for enlightening me.
And the point of this story
is
that now Microsoft has made an app for the Android for a competitive phone. So
wow.
Now if you're not a Windows Phone user, you can still.
Okay, so what you're saying is this app can even run on the iPhone.
Yeah, it's already out there for the iPhone. And so the news here is obviously I love when our technology is being shared and loved and used. And now Android users can get out there and start tagging things. And I want people to embrace this technology of tagging. I want everything to be taggable. I want information at my fingertips. I want it all right now on my phone.
I have nothing to add.
I know, I scared you a little bit with my passion. I could see you quivering. Let's move on.
Thank you.
All right, Tina, you've made it through your very first episode of Pingy.
Did all right. Thank you very much.
I think I have a wonderful teacher. You do.
Yes.
You do. So you've got to go. I need you to get back on laundry detail.
Yes.
But before we go, we like to play mildly amusing, slightly embarrassing clips of Paul and myself. So I let Tina know that we would be doing this on the show, and I said, hey, Hooch, you got an embarrassing video that you could share with the Ping audience.
You're in all of them, but you do know that, right?
I'm not embarrassed very easily. She said, no, Laura, I look skinny and gorgeous in every video I've ever shot ever. So I did a little hunting, and I found this video for your viewing pleasure. Roll it, Bob.
Here she comes. Now, Charity. You seem to be very excited to be on the show.
Ooh, I want the prize as a pony. I have lots of ponies. I have a brown pony, and a white pony, and a black pony, and a red pony, and another.
I think you're a pony.
No, I'm definitely not a pony.
I like ponies better. Ew, are you a pony?
No! I'm a game show host.
You know, it's very dangerous for you to be doing things like
this. Yeah, don't go
with
don't
your
go
history.
Don't go searching. All right, we don't want to go start talking about this anymore.
Yeah,